It's here and now, and a 17,000-acre wildfire continues to burn outside Los Angeles. Nearly 2,000 fire personnel and 24 aircraft have been deployed to fight the blaze that firefighters say is unusual at this time of year and this high in the mountains. They say this wildfire could be just the beginning of a terrible fire season that's being made worse by the state's ongoing drought, which stretches from the mountains all the way into the state's farmland. Earlier this month, some senior water rights holders on the state's farms had their water use cut for the first time in decades. Some sued, claiming that California overstepped its authority by restricting water for districts with historic water claims. Others, farmers in the San Joaquin Delta near Sacramento, had already voluntarily reduced their water use in anticipation of the cuts and now are left trying to figure out what to do. Alexandra Hall reports.
At Zuckerman Family Farms in Stockton, California, a small group of farmers pore over an old map laid out on a long table. As the other growers follow his finger, potato farmer Dennis Gardemeyer traces the winding blue lines that map out the San Joaquin Delta, a web of waterways connecting the San Francisco Bay with Central Valley rivers.
And we're here on McDonald Island. This is McDonald Island. And these are all potatoes here and here. It's further proof positive of our farming of this back in the early 1900s.
That proof is crucial, especially now. For decades, California's most senior water rights were granted to farmers who plant crops alongside a body of water. Those are called riparian rights, and farmers who can prove their families have been making good use of the water since the early 20th century. But today, the legitimacy of those rights and the possibility of more state-imposed water cuts is keeping Delta farmer lawyers busy. George Hartman is one of them.
Mark Twain is attributed with the old saying that in California, whiskey is for drinking and water is for fighting. And I would say ever since the gold rush, people have fought over water. And nothing much has changed.
Hartman is one of the lawyers who proposed a deal a few weeks ago. Farmers who voluntarily fallow a quarter of their crops or cut 25% of their water use could avoid future state-mandated cuts. Again, Delta farmer Dennis Gardemeyer.
I can either enter this program. There's not a gun to my head saying I have to or I don't. Or I don't enter the program and I just take my chances as to whether the state is going to do what I believe is a draconian thing and curtail our water.
Even though water cuts announced by the state affect some parts of Zuckerman Farms, Gardemeyer and other farmers may be able to rely on their riparian rights to keep using the water. If later on those rights were curtailed, the volunteer program would then kick in. For farmers like Ed Zuckerman, it's like buying insurance.
It's more like buying fire insurance when your house is next to an active volcano.
These girls have all been milked. So right now they're producing around 96 pounds per day. That's average. So we
in nearby Lodi, dairy farmer Paula DeSnayer drives her John Deere golf cart down a long, narrow path, lined on both sides by rows of cows.
The main ingredient is silage, and then we have alfalfa hay. But we also have ground corn, we have cottonseed.
DeSnayer grows her own feed because she says what's better for the cows is better for the milk.
You know, I think people don't realize how much goes into producing milk. And, you know, it's all about cow comfort. We have fans to keep them cool. We have soakers, you know, and so we're putting those on a timer now, too, so we don't use as much water.
DeSnayer says she's letting a quarter of her cornfields fail this year. To keep her cows alive, she buys feed from a neighbor instead.
There's so much uncertainty that you really can't risk the chance of losing your crop because I have too many mouths to feed.
The last time California curtailed senior water rights was 1977. But some farmers took the state to court, and riparian cuts were never implemented. DeSnayer hasn't been affected by the cuts so far, but as the drought continues, that could change. And that makes her uneasy.
I know a lot of farmers are challenging it, but, you know, I just don't know what's going to happen with that. And so I guess I'm cautioning on the safe side so that I know for sure that I have the water. Because, you know, I don't know. You know, what are these court battles going to do? We don't know.
Captain Lee, Michael George.
At the State Water Board in Sacramento, Delta Watermaster Michael George rushes back and forth to a phone that seems to never stop ringing.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
It is the case that most people think of riparian rights as the most senior and the most secure, but they often ignore or elide some of the significant limitations. And one of those significant limitations is that if there is a shortage, then all the riparians are cut back correlatively, that is, proportionally.
Some of the farmers whose water rights have been curtailed say they may go to court again, especially if riparians are called upon to ration their water. George says that could happen in the coming weeks or the coming months, and if it does...
That's not a matter of regulatory whim. It's a matter of watching how the drought unfolds and what the impacts actually are.
Back at Zuckerman Family Farms, horror stories of curtailment circulate. Again, attorney George Hartman.
I read one recently, not in the Delta, but they imposed a significant fine on a fellow who had been diverting water into a private reservoir that had been on his land for 150 years. So there is litigation, and I expect there to be more.
For Delta farmers, volunteering to use less water is like breaking tradition. And some say their forefathers would have never agreed to it. But desperate times call for desperate measures. As Dennis Gardemeier tucks away his century-old map of McDonald Island, he thinks maybe they would have sacrificed too.
You know, we are products of our soil, of our land, of what we do, make a living, growing crops, and it's... I find it quite interesting to see that our ancestors were all out here doing the same type of thing that we're doing, fighting the same wars that we're fighting, dealing with floods, dealing with shortages of water on a daily basis. They were dealing with the same thing.
For Here and Now, I'm Alex Hall.